Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast, and in this episode, I wanted to talk to you about pushy agents. It's going to happen. You're going to get phone calls. When you list your property for sale on your own, you're basically putting a billboard out there, even though you don't want to, you're putting a billboard out there for every brand new agent to give you a call to see if they can convince you to list with them. And what they'll actually do is try and convince you that you're making a massive mistake. And in order to deal with these agents, you have to have a little bit of a game plan, because there's a couple of different things that you can do other than just hang up that can set you up for some success. So let's go through what's going to happen. So once you list your house, right, you put it on Zillow or you put it on Realtor.com or Trulia or Craigslist or what have you, agents have software that actually does what's called scraping these websites for your information so that they can call you, so that they can hopefully win your business. So when they call you, they're going to ask you things like, well, how did you come to your price? Or what are you going to do to handle the contracts? Or what's your timing like? Or how are you going to handle showings? They're going to ask you all sorts of questions to get you into a conversation to convince you that you are making a mistake. They're going to use scripts that, and sometimes these guys have practiced these things for a long, long time and are really good at going through the script and tripping people up in order to turn them into their way of thinking, meaning turn you into thinking that the only way to get your house sold is by hiring an agent and paying them a fee. So obviously, the first thing that you can do when you get an agent on the phone is just hang up. I mean, if you don't want to deal with it, then that's the easiest and fastest way to deal with a pushy agent. And they're going to be pushy. Some of them are going to be downright rude. They've been taught that. In fact, some of them have been taught that so much, that's all they really do. They're not actually spending a lot of time selling a house. They're spending a lot of time making these phone calls, trying to quote-unquote win business or earn new business. So when I say they're pushy, they are pushy. It's in their general nature. But just be aware that they have a script on their end that they're working from, meaning they know how to ask you questions and in what order to ask you those questions. And they're looking for specific responses from you, right? So how did you get your price? Well, I looked at some stuff online. No, good responses is I did a CMA on my house. That's how I got my price. Right? If you get into a conversation, you have to know the best ways to answer their questions. Well, what about your timing? I'm good on timing. That's a good response. I'm very comfortable with the process of selling my own home, and I'm very aware of how long it's going to take me to sell it on my own. I've exposed it to the right number of people. I've got it every place online, and I'm already getting good phone calls from real buyers. Okay, that's an okay way to respond to an agent's questions, right, on timing. And then an agent might say to you, well, I have a buyer. Can I come by and show your house? Or even worse, I have a buyer. Can I come by and preview your house to make sure it's the right thing for my buyer? A lot of the times, they're just lying to you, and I hate to say that because having been in the business in the past for 8 years, I met good people that were real estate agents. They really had good intentions, but there are also those people that have bad intentions, and they'll lie to get into your house. So now they're in your face to try and get the listing. Okay, so just be aware of it. So again, the first thing you can do is hang up and just deal with it that way. No, thank you, I'm not interested. Click. The second best way to deal with it is take charge of the conversation immediately. So if they call you up, they'll often ask, hey, is this so-and-so? Are you the homeowner? Right? And then they have to disclose that they're an agent, but it might take a sentence or two based upon the script that they have to get you into a conversation before they disclose it. Once you know, right, because they're hitting you with information pretty quickly, and sometimes you're caught a little off guard. Once you know that it's an agent, you can say, please repeat your name again and the brokerage that you're with. And then you can simply say, please put me on your do not call list immediately. Wait for them to respond. And if they respond negatively, well, why do you want to do that? Why do you say, please put me on your list immediately? Please confirm that you have me on your do not call list now. And make sure that they confirm that information back to you, and then they can't call you again. Because they'll call you once, twice, three times if you don't tell them to stop calling. They have auto dialers. Sometimes they're not even aware of who they're calling and when they're calling them, because they're trying to get through so many phone numbers just to get through what is popular in sales by just doing the math and calling as many people as they can. So sometimes it's not even that they're being pushy to you in particular. They're just trying to reach their numbers for the day. They're trying to call as many people as they can to find that one person that they can get into a conversation with to then turn into a client. So if you're going to get on the do not call list, you have to ask for it, and you have to get them to confirm it for you so that you know they heard what your request was. So that's two ways. The third way is to just know what they're going to ask you. So like I said before, they're going to ask you about your timing. They're going to ask you about how you got to the price. They're going to ask you about how you're marketing it. They're going to ask you if you're willing to work with a buyer's agent. They're going to ask you all kinds of questions. And believe you me, if you just go to YouTube and Google for sale by owner or FSBO, F-S-B-O, there are hundreds of videos of real estate agents talking on the phone real life with other people and showing you how they overcome those people's objections. So you can get a very good idea of what they're going to ask and how they're going to ask it, why they're going to ask it, because then they'll explain in the video why they ask a specific question. Because again, those agents are trying to get views on their YouTube channel to show that they're good at what they do and maybe sell some real estate education to other agents who can't convert for sale by owner listings. So just do a quick YouTube search on that, and there's hundreds of videos from agents who have successfully converted a for sale by owner by asking the right questions in the right format using their scripts. So knowing the questions they're going to ask if you wanted to get into a conversation with them is another way to deal with a pushy agent. Now, some people like that. Some people are okay with going through those questions. Me personally, the way I handled it when I sold my own home, I just said, you know what, no thanks, we're not interested. And after time, when the calls kept coming, I felt like I had to be the jerk, the pushy person back, because they just were relentless. And so that's why I say, put me on your do not call list immediately. And then after a couple of days, it will slow down. It usually takes about a week. But the more you'll ask to be put on the do not call list for that particular agent with that particular brokerage, then the easier it becomes to deal with those agents, right? And you could in fact call the brokerage and say, I want you to stop all phone calls to my number immediately and make that request. And then you would stop them from that brokerage, because these brokerages that have these agents, they have hundreds of agents. A lot of them are not producing, which means they don't have deals, which means that's why they're calling you. They're trying to earn business. And this is one of the first things that you're taught when you get get into a brokerage is to call for sale by owners, is to call what are called expired listings, is to call these people and push them into a listing appointment to hopefully then get the business. So you just have to be aware of it. You just have to know how to handle them. Now, you can also choose to work with that agent in terms of them being a buyer's agent. And I talk about this a little bit in another podcast, but it is a strategic way for you to have them bring buyers to you. Now, if they're on the phone with you, and they're usually going to call in the morning to the mid-afternoon, some people call in the evening, but they're usually going to call in the morning to mid-afternoon. If they're on the phone with you, they likely don't have a lot of buyers. I'm not saying they don't have any buyers, but they likely don't have a lot. But you could turn them into an advocate for you. If you're willing to pay a buyer's agent commission, you could very easily say to them, hey, look, I appreciate you wanting to grow your business. Let me help you out. If you do have a buyer, I'm willing to pay a buyer's agent commission. I would love for you to show the house. And then you can get them working for you, right? Even though they think they're working for you when they push you into trying to list with them, they're not actually right working for you. But when you get into convert over to the buyer side, right, then now you've got an advocate for you. Like, hey, tell everybody you know my house is for sale. I'm happy to pay you a buyer's agent commission if you bring me a buyer. Right? You don't have to tell them the percentage of it, but you can say to them, hey, I'm happy to pay that if you bring a willing and able buyer to my house. The other thing that you can say to them is, hey, if you want to host an open house for me for free, you handle all the marketing and advertising for it, then I'm willing to let you do that as well. Because again, it's another strategy for them to get people through your door, to get people in the neighborhood looking. I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm just saying you can do it. And homeowners have used this to their advantage. Now, when you do that, just be aware that they will want to sign you to a listing agreement. You only have to sign a listing agreement for the term you want to sign one for. So if you have an agent, for example, that is willing to hold an open house for you, let's say on a Friday and a Saturday, or maybe the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, only sign the listing agreement for a buyer's agent commission only, okay, for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Don't sign it for 1 week or 2 months, or and don't let them put a contingency period in there, meaning don't let them put, okay, now that this is over, if somebody did walk through in this open house, we have a full month to close them. If they're good at their job, they'll close the person that weekend. Now, does every buyer make a decision that quickly? No. But that's their ability to keep the lead. So that's the other reason they would hold the open house for you, is not only do they get to hold the open house and get face-to-face with potential buyers for your home or other homes, but then they get to keep those leads. What you get out of it is you get the open house that you don't have to spend your time doing. They'll do all the marketing, so you get that exposure. And they'll collect feedback that you'll put in the listing agreement has to be shared with you. Right? And again, they're going to use the angle that, hey, we did a good job. Here's all the feedback we collected. You should just let us list this because we'll be able to sell it. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to hold an open house this weekend. I really appreciate the feedback. And then take that information and use it to your advantage. Remember, they agreed to hold the open house. You agreed to give them access to the property to do that. The deal is now done. Because people will try and use reciprocity against you. You don't have to. If the agreement was you hold the open house on these days and then you give me the feedback, that's all you have to do. And then that transaction is over. Now, if for some reason you felt like they added extra value, then maybe you could negotiate something. But hear me very clearly. I'm not advocating that you have to, after an open house is over, use a real estate agent. You don't. It's just another technique. And when you're on the phone with some of these agents, you can use it to your advantage. They're trying to use you to their advantage. Are they providing a service? Sure they are. Is it worth the 6%? No. That's the whole reason behind this. Okay. If you've already if you know the process to sell a house, you know there's four steps in the formula, and then, you know, there's some details inside of those four steps. You know that it doesn't take that much time to sell a house. So don't buy into the fact that they are worth 6% of the sales price of a property. They add value. They just don't add 6% of value when you consider that $21,000 is the average cost to sell a house, okay? Especially if some buyer comes into your property and they only work there over the weekend. Is that worth 6%? Never, right? Never. Well, my network did this and my average, it doesn't matter. They spent very little time actually putting that stuff together. And if they have a good system, it wouldn't have taken them hardly any time at all. So just keep that in mind as you're talking to these agents on the phone that are going to call you. The final thing that I will say that you can do is you can see if that agent is willing to be a showing agent for you. Now, a buyer's agent and a showing agent are different. This is something that has started popping up in the industry, I would say over the last 1 to 2 years. And a showing agent is this. They just open a door for somebody. And buyer's agents represent buyers through a transaction. Showing agents just open doors. So if you find yourself, if you work full time or you find yourself strapped for time and you have a showing agent that you can rely on, then that is a conversation you can have with an agent that's calling to try and pick up the listing. Say, I'm totally fine to list it by myself. I know what I'm doing. I have all the resources. I don't need to discuss that any further. But if you would like to be a showing agent for me, I'm interested in talking to you about that. And you can go back and listen to the podcast where I talk about showing agents. But the basic premise is you either give them a small percentage, maybe a 0.5% or a 1%, if they actually bring you a buyer by opening your door for people that want to see your house, or you just pay them a flat fee to open the door. Now, professional real estate agents have been using this, like I said, for about 1 to 2 years. And in the flat fee scenario, buyer's agents are paying showing agents like $25 to open a door. So think about how much you're saving. Think about the fact that the person opening the door would be a licensed professional. You would know their name, their brokerage. You can get their license number from them. And if they're willing to open your house in exchange for a flat fee and the lead, if that person doesn't buy your house, how much better off are you? And how much better of a position are you in when you're having phone calls with agents? So see how you can leverage that. You can leverage it to your advantage when you're dealing with agents on the phone that are calling for the listing. So anyways, there are many different ways to work with a pushy agent on the phone. Like I said before, in recap, the first way is to hang up. The second way is to make sure you get their name and their brokerage and then ask them to put you on their do not call list and confirm it to you that they've done so and that they won't be calling you back. They have technology and notes that can do this for them. The third way would be to see if you can have that agent hold an open house for you, a free open house where you just have, you know, a quick listing agreement over the weekend. And then the fourth way would be to see if you can get that agent to be a showing agent for you. Because if they're new to the business, which you could ask them, hey, how long have you been licensed? How many transactions do you personally do every month? How many have you personally done lifetime? And if you find out that they're a newer agent, they might do one a month or they might average a half a sale a month. Then see if you can hire them as a showing agent for a flat per door fee of, say, $25. In the long run, you're not going to spend that much money, and you're going to end up saving tens of thousands of dollars. So, as always, I hope that's helpful to you, and I hope to see you on the next podcast.